Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. We're going to be doing a special show today. I'm going to be talking about cheap travel tips. And this is also going to be the last show before my summer hiatus. I'm going to take a few weeks off while we all head out on our summer vacation. So I'm very excited, before we do that, to share some information with you here. So what I've done is put together, I wrote a comprehensive reference on this subject called the Encyclopedia of Cheap Travel, Save Up to 90% on Lodging, Flights, Tours, Cruises, and More. And since it was too much information to share in an episode, I pulled together 10 tips for different kinds of travel so that no matter what you're doing, I hope I'll hit on it here. So I'm going to start by talking, if anybody's planning on taking a tour this summer, whether it's to a national park, whether it's to Italy, whether it's to London, whether it's just to a city in America, whatever it is, I recommend using a tour operator that specializes in budget travel. Some of my favorites are Gate One Travel, Friendly Planet, I love them, and Smart Tours. And I've found little difference between the tour packages offered by these companies and other tour operators that charge a lot more, except for the big savings. Now, maybe you stay in a 3-star hotel instead of a 4-star hotel or a 4-star hotel instead of a 5-star hotel, but the nuances of it aren't worth the trade-off of the money. So I recommend using one of these if you're planning on doing any touring this summer here. Now, I'm going to be honest, my tip number two is one here. If you can avoid summer travel, I recommend doing that just because it's the busiest, you know, the most crowded time of year and peak season. So it is hard to find good deals. It is most expensive. It's all about supply and demand, right? So if you can travel during the low season or off season, you're going to save so much more money. But I realize that you're heading out on summer vacation, so that might not be feasible for all of us here. I just want to mention that in the future and other vacations that you're doing are for retirees or other people that have a more flexible schedule than teachers and families with students and all. That is a good option there. And a good source for that is offpeaktraveler.com. For finding that. But number three, I think the best deals are on all-inclusive resorts. So if you're heading off to the beach, all-inclusive resort stays are the best thing, whether you're talking about in the U.S. or the Caribbean, Italy, wherever. And so some of the ones, and the reason why, obviously, sometimes it looks like the price is a little higher when you initially compare it, but in the end, when you're talking about all the beverages are included, all the meals are included, alcoholic beverages are included, tipping is included, fun activities, and these can really add up when you've got kids and you're doing a lot of things. So it just something to consider there for you. And one of the things I like is sandals. They're really, really good. And also Vacation Express. So, and the best bargains for resort vacations are actually found in the other Americas, Asia, and the South Pacific. In Latin America, the best bargains can be found in Peru, Brazil, Argentina, Costa Rica. Great adventure stuff in Costa Rica on the cheap, FYI. For families, for young adults, for all ages, all kinds of great adventures and great prices. Guatemala, Belize. In Asia, look for deals. It's going to be Vietnam, India, Bali, Thailand, and in the South Pacific, your best deals are going to be in Fiji, Moorea, Tahiti, Australia, and New Zealand. And one of the resources I list in my book is resortvacationstogo.com. So travel tip number four that I have for you here watch for hidden costs. These are things that will blow your budget. What am I talking about? I'm talking about stuff like port charges, drinks, even soft drinks. If you go to Europe, it's $5 for a soda. On a cruise ship, it's the same thing, you know. So if you got a bunch of, you know, five of you and you're having sodas all day and all, that would just wreak havoc with your tab. Meals that aren't included here, you know. Optional tours, sightseeing admission fees that aren't included, airport taxes, all kinds of airport fees, what we call in the business ancillary fees. That's like checked bag fees, getting to pick your seat fee, early boarding fee, changing your ticket fee, wanting to eat on the plane. So lots of charges with that you have to keep in mind there. Parking. If you have to leave your car somewhere, even if you're just going to a big city like D.C., well, they charge for parking. Hilton Head charge for parking. All kinds of places charge for parking that you think is included with your hotel stay. But when you get your bill at the end, you'll find $10 to $20 a day was added for that. What about cab rides? If you don't have a vehicle, you got to get around somehow. And believe me, that can add up. Tipping, big expense to add up for there. So lots of things like that you need to factor into your budget, because if you're on a tight budget, you know, these things can just make all the difference. So and also, if you're going overseas or something, find out about trip insurance, because that's an added cost, and that's based on the cost of your trip, the fee for the insurance and all that. And also things about currency conversion and exchange rates if you're going to be using a credit card somewhere outside of the U.S. So that's the tip there. Tip number five, what about cruises? I love cruising. They have some great deals now on cruises there, and they're fun, they're stress-free, they're really good for families. Or even couples, any really demographic if you pick the right ship. And for this, if you don't have much cruise experience, you should know this is a very complicated industry, and your best deals come down to your knowledge of the cruise industry. For instance, I don't know if you're aware of this, there are 35 different rates for the same cabin, and all kinds of different categories of cruise lines, differences in the ship sizes, all kinds of different things here. So I really recommend, if you're not very experienced with this, to use a travel agent. But if you have some knowledge of this, you can use a consolidator. But for more information on this, though, I recommend you start with cruisecritic.com. That's a really good reference point for you here. And I had some fun facts to share with you here about cruising. That I have a lot of trivia in my book because I love fun facts. So some of the information I have in here about the history of cruising. 1907, Cunard Line is actually the one who began the tradition of formally dressing for dinner. So you can thank them for that. It dates back to that time. In 1912, the first bowling alley was built on the cruise ship. In 1920, the first swimming pool was built on a cruise ship. In 1961, some slot machines were added on the Queen Mary, which launched shipboard gambling. And my favorite, in 1977, the television show Love Boat premieres, making cruising very, very popular. So, and boy, haven't things changed since then. When you look at that ship and you thought it was really something, and now you see these ships with the rock climbing walls and shopping atriums and outdoor movie theaters and just all kinds of stuff. It's wild how far cruising has come. And that's why another reason it's just great for vacation for families. They have programs for small children. They have programs for teens. It's safe. They've got all kinds of, you know, actually everybody can do their thing and still have a good time and be safe. And also I like it for that. And, of course, you know, Disney definitely caters for family. But if you're looking for something different, something more adventurous here, because after all, this is an adventure travel show. Bear in mind here, I have shared lots of ideas throughout this season You know, I've talked about rail trips. I've talked about wildlife trips. I've talked about storm tours. I've talked about remote pockets of the world. All kinds of wonderful, unique things. So you can check out one of those previous episodes to if you want some ideas of vacation, if you need vacation ideas. Number 7 is about lodging. You know, lodging is a big expense for everyone when it comes time for vacation. And so there's some consolidators you can use. There's some tips, you know. Obviously, joining reward programs is helpful. So I like allhotels.com if you're looking to comparison shop there. Priceline, of course, is a good one. Sneakaway is a really good resource for you, and that is SNIQUEAWAY. It sounds like Sneakaway, but that's actually how it's spelled. And if you have my reference, you can look that up in there. And actually, if you have the ebook version, all these have links. And so you can just click on the links throughout the book, and it'll just take you right to the site, to the information. So that's, I think, really helpful. But if you're renting a home, which is a good option for families, because hotels can be a bit cramped and you can't cook, which if you can, you know, prepare some of your own meals and snacks and things, that does help. And people can be more comfortable, and they'll have DVD players, and maybe you can do a laundry if you need to throw in some bathing suits or beach towels or whatever. So for that, I recommend athomeabroadinc.com and flipkey.com. So those are some good resources for you there regarding lodging. Number 8 on my list, what about people who are interested in rail travel? I love train trips. I've been on a lot of them there because it's just such a fun way to travel. And everybody, all ages, I think, can appreciate a train trip. So, and, you know, we have ones here. We have specialty trains that run certain circuits here in America that, yeah, I'm not talking about Amtrak, although we do have Amtrak that do some lovely tours, but we also have some other things, and you can Google that, or you can check out Chapter 3 in my book to see more information on that. But if you're going to Europe, you'll have to get, the best thing to do is to get a pass, and there's, I think, about 24 different options for Eurail passes. The Select Pass is generally the best deal for most travelers, but it really depends on where you're going, how long you're staying, what ages the participants are and all, as to what the best pass for you is. But again, you can Google that and see, they'll, you know, I'll be explained there, or you can talk to your travel agent about that. So that's a good possibility. Number 9 on my list is just sort of a make a checklist. This is just a preparation thing for you, because there's so many components involved in planning a vacation, isn't there, if you think about it, just to get ready to go, and then once you're there, you know, and you want to make sure that you've thought of everything, you've gotten everything, made reservations, done all that kind of stuff. So I recommend just taking a beat, making a checklist. And this checklist should include, you know, like, what is your deadline for your reservations? You know, when do you need to have your deposit paid? When do you need to have your balance paid? You know, what? When do you, you know, have you stopped your newspaper? Have you arranged for a neighbor to pick up your mail? What are you going to do with Fido while you're gone? Do you need to buy new shoes? You know, do you need hiking boots? You know, do you need a new suitcase? You know, just all kinds of stuff there. Do you have a packing list? Do you know what you even should be taking with you there? And so that's just a really good thing to do. And as far as travel planning, just remember, some of your best deals are last minute and early booking. Those are going to yield you the highest savings. So bear that in mind as you're planning here. And last but certainly not least, we're down to airfares. And again, this is one of your big ticket items. And now there's a little-known website that lets travelers know when airfares will go up or down. And I discuss it more in depth in my book, but it's through Bing Travel. But you can also sign up for alerts. So say you want to go to Cape Town and a certain time, you know, range or something, and you have a certain price in mind and all that, it's you can sign up at onetravel.com, and they will send you a fare alerts when it gets in the range for the time that you're wanting to go. So that's a really good resource there for airfares. But I have a whole chapter four about airfares because it's a very complicated thing, especially nowadays. I wish I had more time to get into that here, but that's about it. Those are my 10 tips here. And I will say there are some more resources I have. If you're planning to go to Disney, I did want to make sure to mention this. If you're going to Disney, you need to check out www.mousesavers.com before you do anything. This is just a mega All About Disney site. I'm just blown away by it. And there'll be coupons and caveats and all kinds of good advice and resources and all for you. So whether you're a novice or a pro with Disney, you really still should check out this site there. And another one I thought of that I'd like to share with you that I came across in my book was www.roadsideamerica.com. And I love this because if you're doing a road trip, it's really cool to know what might be near where you're going, because sometimes those things are as good as the destination itself. For instance, I know there's a Museum of the Weird, and, I mean, kids are going to love a Museum of the Weird. There's also Alligator Alley. Again, kids are going to love that. Just lots of stuff that you would never know about if you didn't check out a site like this. So roadsideamerica.com there. For a list of the top theme parks. I really just didn't have time to get into all of that, but I have a list of the top theme parks and a list of the best beaches in America on my website, and that's completely a free travel report there. So if you go to www.terrencetalkstravel.com, you'll see there's categories all down the page: adventure travel, general travel, travel resources, travel apps, all that kind of stuff. And you'll see one called family travel. And if you click on that, you'll find all kinds of information about planning a national park trip, about, one will say best beaches in America, one will say top theme parks in America. There'll be all kinds of stuff that can help you with your trip planning stage. So that's pretty much my top tips for you here. And like I said, you can go to my site and you'll find hundreds of free travel reports and resources. And also, until Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures returns, you might want to go to the site and sign up for my weekly blog, Terrence Talks Travel, where you'll find out all the latest travel news, cheap travel deals, travel warnings, my trip pick of the week, which is U.S. and overseas trips, cruises, resort stays, you name it. So that's a good resource for that. And also, you'll find out about more episodes of this show. So, again, I recommend www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And that's it for this show. I hope that you have a great adventure vacation. And be sure, if you have a chance, you can go to my website, and there are comment boxes, and you can share some stuff with me and with other travelers. It's great to get some feedback about an experience, a trip, a hotel, any kind of advice you might have. So we welcome that. And so, until next time, I will be back in just a few weeks with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. And great rest of the season I've got planned here, so stay tuned.